Last night, protesters dressed in black, holding signs as they marched through Uptown. The rally, named Black on Black Love, focused on unity in the black community and asking questions of what's next. Law student Justin Tolston was among the 100 or so people there.
Yelling in the streets just helps raise awareness. Passing laws and mobilizing large numbers of people is what really affects change.
As protesters marched down East Trade Street, they stopped at the epicenter to form a circle in the courtyard. One after another, people went to the middle of the circle and spoke about improving the economic well-being of black neighborhoods.
We've got to support black businesses, support black banks.
Everybody got somebody next to her right now that you don't know.
On Friday night, there was a community meeting in NoDa. There, Mason Parker encouraged the crowd to buy from black-owned businesses, including financial institutions like the First Legacy Community Credit Union. It was founded in the 1940s by and for African Americans. Native Charlottean Tiffany Fant, the owner of a small insurance agency, says people who have their money in black-owned banks should encourage them to invest more in the community.
Supporting a small business through grants so they can expand, and supporting a community event on an annual basis financially. So if we're going to put all our money here, that's great, but you need to give back. We all spend our money, so put it in a place where it can support our voice.
There will be some more events today in response to last week's shootings, among them a Twitter chat sponsored by the Levine Museum of the New South.
Black Lives Matter!
For WFAU News, I'm Ana Lucia Murillo in Charlotte.